So my understanding was that in 1940 in the United Kingdom there was a lot of fear and anxiety about Germans and Austrians living in their presence and whether they were in fact there to create war. So the government locked up the Germans and rounded them up and locked them up, the German and Austrians that were living there in camps, and promptly shipped them off to other locations. The first one was going to be to internment camps in Canada, and they loaded a lot of these men on a boat called the SS Arandora Star. This was on approximately 30 June 1940. They set sail from Liverpool, bound for Canada, and there was close to 2,000 people on board the boat. Mm. My grandfather was one of those internees.
Erwin Frenkel,
mm. Yes. He had escaped from Austria, and he got to the UK, and then, yeah, after a period of time working there in various capacities, was locked up. My understanding of what then occurred was that early in the morning on the 2nd of July 1940, so around about 7 a.m., the Arandora Star was struck by a torpedo from U-boat 47. Subsequent to my grandfather's death, I have learned a lot about the story, and I understand that he spent some time on board the boat.
As it
was starting to sink, throwing items that would float into the water so that there was something people could cling to and potentially be saved. About 20 minutes before it sank, he jumped into the water to save himself. Treaded water for some time before he was eventually found a place in one of the lifeboats. And I'm later told that the people on board that boat nearly pushed him back in because he sat there and told very bad jokes for rather a long period of time. And that was not going down well.
Yeah. What happened then?
So around about, or as my grandfather has described it in various books, it took the boat about 20 minutes to sink. It tipped on its side and it sank. And when he watched the movie The Titanic, the modern movie, he was quite haunted by that because he said that's exactly what happened. He said it tipped and it went straight down. And there were people clinging to the sides and falling off and just falling like ants. And it was quite a terrifying thing. So so those who survived were rescued. There was only about 868 survivors, as I understand it, and 586 were detainees. Eventually they were then loaded to another boat to be interned in Australia. That was the De Niro.
Hence the De Niro boys.
Hence the De Niro boys.
And so your grandfather then was interned at Tatura.
Correct.
So tell us about the sculpture then, or the memorial that was originally in place for the Arandora.
So my understanding is that one of the internees, Carl Duldig, sculpted a memorial for those who died on the Arandora Star. It was made of stone and illustrates the wave of the ocean. And underneath it, there was a bottle buried that contained the names of all of those who died on board the Arandora Star. And it gave them a resting place. It gave the De Niro boys who experienced the sinking a way to grieve and to remember. And that was very important to them. And at some point, I believe around 1947, when private landowners bought what was the internment camp land, apparently the sculpture was destroyed.
Mm.
Now, with not many De Niro boys left on this earth, we think if it was important enough for them to want to build it in the first place, then it's important enough to restore now. And the De Niro boys, who are aware of the plans and the intentions to recreate the sculpture, are very, very pleased and excited that we're taking this upon us as a project.
Yeah, and you obviously taking a very active role, and very understandably, this is something very close to your heart.
Very close to my heart. Yeah. My grandfather and I were very close.
Well, tell us a little bit more about your grandfather. What was he like?
He was a character.
Yeah.
He was an interesting person. He was a musician. He was a mechanical engineer and builder. He built homes in Melbourne as well.
Yeah.
He stood for the Australian Democrat Party, not elected, but he did stand. He was a editor of the Jerusalem Post, the English newspaper in Israel.
Yeah. What are you doing in terms of hopefully or getting the, I gather this is going to take money to build this memorial, this sculpture.
Yes.
So what will you be doing to try and get this project up and running, and where can you put it? Back in the same spot, or have to be somewhere else?
No, we actually don't want to put it in the same spot, because if there were, you know, future landowners that knocked it down, that wouldn't be great. And also we want it to be visitable.
Yes. Yeah.
By local people as well as descendants and family and friends of the De Niro boys and Arundora Star. We have been talking to and have the support of the Tatura Historical Society and Tatura Museum to establish the sculpture there on site, which would be fantastic and a great way to protect it. We can establish it as we think it looked. We can do that based on the paintings and the photographs that we have, and have identified a sculptor who thinks he might be able to recreate it as it was with the names engraved, etc., and possibly in a bottle underneath it. But right now we're just announcing the intention to restore the sculpture, and we just figure we're going to find a way to make it happen.
Michelle Frankel, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.